Welcome back to the Summer Breakfast. One of the big talking points in Victoria is obviously the Commonwealth Games being dumped, and there's an inquiry happening at the moment. And one man who has been in the middle of it, the great Steve Monoghetti, spoke to the inquiry yesterday, and he joins us now. Morning, Mona.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Very well. I mean, this is a terrible result, and now we're trying to find some answers. You and Jane Fleming, the new president of Athletics Australia, appeared at the hearing yesterday and basically explained what it was doing to our great sport.
Yeah, it was nice to be able to present, obviously, and as an Athletics Australia board director and with Jane. And, you know, we're wanting to see what we can move forward on and, you know, get the benefits of athletics into regional Victoria, you know, facilities, and just give our athletes who were obviously disappointed that the games are not going to go ahead an opportunity to get some benefits, and hopefully our sport does get some benefits out of it moving forward.
So specifically, Mona, there was a lot of infrastructure promise when Dan Andrews quickly, as we've found out, rushed through this, we're going to do the Comm Games. What is there certain examples you're hoping can still get built?
Yeah, certainly a facility in Ballarat, so, and a Category 1 facility. I think what we tried to get across was often at a Games, and it happened after Melbourne in 2006, we don't actually get the facility. So, you know, it's a warm-up track, and then, as you know, Olympic Park got taken over by Collingwood Footy Club, and we got relocated to Lakeside. And even the Lakeside facility often... elite athletes don't get the opportunity to train on there because it's a commercial business and, you know, they need to make money. So, and the facility itself, there's no complete 400-metre warm-up track there, so it's a limited facility anyway. So it's really just trying to get what we say legacy infrastructure, but also then allowing that legacy to get athletes access to the track so that, you know, athletics is a massive sport and often... it's only seen on those couple of weeks of the games, but we want it to be, you know, a community benefit. We're seeing recreational running booming around the world and here in Australia. We're seeing that runners, you know, park runs taking off. Why can't athletes have the ability to go down to their local track and do what we think's a great sport from cradle to grave?
Steve, given you're a past athlete yourself and you have a close relationship with a number of Australia's top athletes, what's been the feedback from them regarding the cancellation of the games and what that does in terms of preparation and all that sort of stuff, but also from, you know, not being able to compete in your own backyard?
Yeah, well, it's massive. And, you know, you think of something like COVID where, you know, the world was shut down and you come back out of that and, you know, we look to a four-year cycle. So, you know, you're going to a World Championships, you go to a Commonwealth Games, you go to another World Championships, then you go to the Olympic Games. So you've got a major focus every year. And it was going to be the only multi-sport event leading into Brisbane in 2032. So you've got athletes who it might have been their last event, so they were going to retire, but you've most importantly got the aspirational people competing at regional Victoria, and then in 6 years later they're fired up for Brisbane, or you've got the inspirational athletes who see athletes in 2026 and go, wow, I want to be a part of that. Give me 6 years and I'm going to represent our country at the Olympic Games in Brisbane. So it's those things that are taken away in that pathway, and it's just nice to have a major event on the way through. As you know, as we all know, you've got to have something. You can have long-term goals, you can dream of being an Olympian, but you also need to have events like Commonwealth Games along the way just to keep that spark ignited.
Mona, we had the Gold Coast Mayor come out and said, well, I tried, but it's too hard, we're out. What do you think will happen? Will we have a streamlined event somewhere where it might just be us swimming and a couple other sports, or is that your hope now?
Oh, certainly we want an event. If it has to be scaled down a little bit, you know, there'll be some support. So obviously, you know, there'll be some money go from the international body. The CGF is really keen to get a host. We're keen to get one in Australia because, you know, we have a sense of we've let our athletes down, and we want to see if we can get an event that we can showcase that, oh, yeah, we're good hosts. You know, we're on the nose a little bit now as a host, so we've got to get that, re-establish that credibility back to, yeah, and we are great event hosts, and historically we've done fantastic jobs. You know, Gold Coast in 2018 was great. Sydney Olympics, Melbourne Commonwealth Games, a couple of the best events ever. So why wouldn't we want to get those events back into our country?
Are you confident it's not the death of the Commonwealth Games? Like, there's some who say if this one just slides by, it might never come back.
Well, you know, it's obviously an issue, and, you know, it's something that's really close to my eye. I bleed Commonwealth Games, and I certainly don't want that to happen. And, you know, I think it's also an opportunity for us as an organisation, Commonwealth Games and athletes, to just broaden our remit. You know, it's not just about a couple of weeks every 4 years. You know, there's so much more that we can do as a sport to better, you know, our profile, but also make a better effect on the communities. You know, we think athletics is a sport that everyone can do. You know, the paras, it's inclusive. There's no reason why anyone can't be involved in some athletic event. And, you know, it's important for us now to make sure we get that message across. And as a sport, we grow and prosper. Athletes at the elite level, you know, in the Para World Championships in Paris and Budapest World Championships, our athletes were fantastic. So, you know, we need to build on that now and make sure that continues into the future.
Mona, tell us your thoughts on Jen Gregson's performance over in Valencia recently. We were hoping to catch up with Genevieve, but she's not answering at the moment. Hopefully we can get her later today or maybe even tomorrow. But to come out and run 2:23.8, be the first Australian home, and she eyes a spot in Paris next year. What did you make of that performance?
I was just delighted over the weekend. Robbo running really well in Fukuoka, and then the four girls all running fantastic. Mm. The depth in Australian women's marathon running is incredible. So, and for her, she's come off two Achilles operations. I've had a couple of Achilles operations myself, and I wasn't going to run a marathon after it. So for her to be able to come back after the adversity she had, she's a tough competitor, and just great to see, you know, her coming back and running so well, and all the girls represented us with absolute terrific outcomes. And how good is that women's marathon going to be in Paris?
And you didn't give birth either, Mona.
Just our sports going well. Distance running's on the up, and it's great to see. We had a terrific meet, Zatopek, on Saturday night as well at Lakeside. So things are going well, and can't wait to see you know, what we can do in Paris next year as a team.
And what we're going to see is probably the two-hour barrier gone, which I imagine at the height of your career, that was the last thing you thought would happen. But, you know, science with the shoes, it's going to happen, do you think, soon, Mona?
Oh, it obviously is going to happen. Kelvin Kiptum's only ran three marathons and, you know, high 201s, low 201s, winning London, and then, you know, 2 hours and 38 seconds. I mean, it's less than 1 second a kilometre now. And, gosh, yeah, I think I may have been quoted that won't be in my lifetime that I'll see it happen. I hope I'm not dying soon.
Is it a good thing? Are you just, that's fine? I mean, science has progressed. This is what's going to happen? Or are you a bit of the, you know, science has gone too far?
Oh, no, I absolutely love it. The attention, you know, we're talking about it. It's crossed over into the public domain, and, you know, the super shoes, you know, one of my long-term sponsors, only 37 years with Nike. So, you know, they're the benefits, and it's great just to see people. And that does filter down to people at park run. And if everyone's enjoying their running and getting faster times and we're improving, then that's just great for our sport. And I couldn't be more delighted.
Have you been for your run yet today, Mona? How far do you tick over on a Wednesday?
Oh, just a lazy 10K today. But I was a bit late getting back last night, but I did a bit of... I actually had the super shoes on. I had the Alpha Flies on last night, got rolling, and I was running sub-4-minute Ks on the way home on my run last night. So pretty happy with that.
You're making our listeners cringe. Mona, thank you. Fingers crossed, the Commonwealth Games, there's still some legacy comes out of it. Thanks for your time. Yeah.
I appreciate your time too. Thanks, boys.